So I spent maybe 5 or 6 years boating and loving it and getting more and more into whitewater, into technical sections of rivers where the risks are higher if things go wrong. And then I lost a friend, Rob Kerr. I mean, what really hit me is that we had been cutting the same corners. Like, we weren't wearing a dry suit on the same river. We, you know, hadn't had formal training, all this stuff. Like, in terms of our decisions, it just felt like that could have been me. And it pissed me off that he drowned. And so that was 7 years ago, and that's the path I've been on. Like, I got that instruction, and I liked it so much that I then trained to be an instructor. And so I've been teaching for 4 years, and so that whole process put me in a position to try to get this information out to other people so that maybe they can jump to this point without having to lose a friend first.
Yeah, that's really important for sure. And I guess maybe to back up, pack rafts can be a little bit more susceptible to these things because they're designed to be light, that you can carry them in your backpack, but they also inflate and you can use them to run down a river, but it's not like a hard kayak, right? So how is it different than a kayak or a canoe that somebody might be used to?
So I think the answer to that is really about the hull design. So the hull is the part that displaces water, and pack rafts sit perfectly flat in the water. And so in terms of stability, that means they have really good primary stability, like stability on flat water. But then when you're on rough water, they talk about hulls in terms of their secondary stability. I'm getting kind of dorky here. When you get a kayak on edge, it's actually pretty comfortable. Like, you can lean over and balance there pretty well. In a pack raft, that's really challenging because you've got this perfectly round side tube. So the boat's design is such that it feels great when you're on flat water, which led me and a bunch of other people to think, sweet, I'm going to run down this river. But as soon as you run into turbulent water and you get pushed up on edge, pop, you're capsized. And that's just the nature of the boat. That's not really going to change.
And it makes it even maybe more important to have a book or some instruction. And I think you say in the book too, to have sort of a mentor. What did you call it? Like a mother duck? Is that the name?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
You know, aside from trying to find a mentor and just some of the things that you've mentioned so far, if somebody is brand new to it, they really want to get into pack rafting, what's just one thing that they should know going into it?
The umbrella message that contains everything in the book is really just to anticipate what might go wrong. But that can be hard if you're a total novice, like that you might not know what can go wrong. But I still think that's the answer. Like, imagine what might go wrong and then make a plan when it does, because it can, it will. And with so many things we do in life, like, we just get away with things. Make a bunch of little mistakes, but it turns out fine, turns out fine, turns out fine. We get complacent. So with pack rafting, I'd say, even if you're planning just to pass some time crossing this lake, anticipate that the wind picks up, it gets choppy, and you fall out of your boat. If you've practiced getting back into your boat, or you got a partner with you and they know how to help you get back in your boat, sweet, you're set. But without that intention, without kind of caring, then you can get in trouble. And hopefully that's just a minor deal. And not a big deal.
What are some things that pack rafting has allowed you to do that you wouldn't otherwise if you didn't have the boat?
Man, honestly, pack rafting just completely revolutionized my concept of what was possible outside. And it's Alaska specific for me, just because this is home. And because Alaska has so many roadless areas, I think I've traveled 10,000 miles of Alaska at this point under my own power. And a lot of that, most of that wouldn't have been possible without pack rafts. But the ability to hike for a couple of days and then float for a couple of days and give your legs a break, like, that's awesome. We've towed the pack raft as a sled over snow, over glaciers, and then put into the river at the mouth of the glacier. And I've slept on it and under it. And I like to say that all the blue lines on the map turned into trails. And there are a lot of blue lines on the map of Alaska.